It's Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, and I'm Dave Soap. Four things to know today. Artificial intelligence, a catalyst for change in weather, beauty, and law enforcement. Air Canada fined over chatbot misinformation. The tribunal highlights digital responsibility. 1Password, Involta, SailPoint, and Google partner changes. And ConnectWise acts on a critical security flaw in ScreenConnect, urges immediate patching. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by Huntress. You want to focus on your clients and are always looking for ways to get more time. Use Huntress's fully managed cybersecurity platform to fight off cyber threats. Huntress is more than cybersecurity software for endpoints and identities. It's a 24/7 security operations center. It's security awareness training, community engagement, and dedicated partner support with an average CSAT score of 99.3%. Technology can only get you so far. Human expertise is what's needed to truly elevate and protect small businesses, and you get that with Huntress. Secure your clients and help them thrive with the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Visit huntress.com/MSPradio to find out more. How about some great use cases to kick off our week? AI is being used to enhance federal weather forecasting. AI is helping to improve weather forecasting models by replacing or augmenting the current numerical weather prediction models. It can provide faster and cheaper ensemble forecasts, improve long-term forecasts, and handle the complexities of simulating the laws of physics. NOAA is actively exploring AI applications in weather forecasting, and interdisciplinary teams are working together to develop trustworthy AI solutions. The challenges include addressing biases in training data and improving data collection, particularly in underrepresented regions like the Global South and the oceans. L'Oreal is embracing AI and leveraging its vast amount of beauty data to drive growth, enhance sustainability efforts, and fuel creativity. Their CEO sees AI as a crucial component of the company's strategy, recognizing its ability to transcend various aspects of their operations. L'Oreal's data platform, with 10 petabytes of data, powers AI models and enables data-driven insights and faster work processes. They aren't alone, with other cosmetic giants like Estee Lauder and P&G exploring generative AI use cases. Police departments in the U.S. are turning to artificial intelligence to review the vast amount of body cam footage captured by officers. AI-powered analytic tools can help identify problematic officer behaviors, flag potential issues, and increase professionalism. Companies like Truello and Polis Solutions offer software that analyzes audio and video from body cam footage to detect behaviors such as the use of force, profanity, or non-compliance incidents. While these tools can potentially improve transparency and accountability, concerns remain about the lack of public disclosure of findings and the overall impact on policing practices. And, as covered in the Wall Street Journal, a campaign to raise awareness for gun safety and push for greater gun control is using AI to recreate the voices of children killed in shootings. These AI-generated voices are used to make automated calls to elected representatives urging action on gun control. While the use of deepfakes raises ethical concerns, the parents behind the project believe it helps preserve their children's legacies and advocates for stronger protections against gun violence. And Politico did a broad piece about how it's changing everyday life. The article covers schools, home buying, and healthcare with doctors and insurance paperwork. Why do we care? I won't weigh in on parents using their child's voices. The parents themselves call it creepy. It's an extreme example of how the technology can be used and should be used to have those ethical discussions with customers. Data analytics is the trend I wanted to highlight. It's the theme within all these use cases here that resonates. These use cases also serve to illustrate the dual-edged nature of AI's impact across various sectors. Its potential to drive significant advancements and efficiencies countered by the need for careful consideration of ethical, legal, and social implications. It's not all going well, however. A Canadian tribunal has ordered Air Canada to pay a customer more than $600 in damages and tribunal fees after a chatbot provided false information about bereavement fares. The tribunal ruled that Air Canada was responsible for the accuracy of the information on its website, regardless of whether it came from a chatbot or a static page. And while not directly related, it does make sense why Microsoft is expanding the data protection features of Copilot, allowing more users with eligible work or student accounts to access commercial data protection at no additional cost. This update addresses confidentiality issues by ensuring that prompts and responses are not saved, the data is not used to train models, and Microsoft has no user or chatbot data access. Users will see a protected badge and a message indicating their personal and company data are protected. The expanded protection will be available on mobile, web browsers, Microsoft Edge, and Windows Taskbar. Why do we care? I would expect a similar outcome in the US. You and your customers are responsible for the outcomes of the information presented to your customers. This incident not only highlights the legal and financial risks companies face when deploying these technologies, but also serves as a cautionary tale about the importance of ensuring the accuracy and reliability of automated customer service tools. This is the value service providers bring to the table. And apparently everyone is launching partner programs. Involta, a national colocation, cloud, and connectivity infrastructure and services provider, has launched the Involta Partner Community. This program offers reseller and referral partnership models, a portal for registering deals, and new revenue models. It aims to enhance partner expertise and services using Involta's colocation, cloud, connectivity, and security solutions. The program provides financial benefits, improves partners' business sustainability, and offers support through the enterprise IT transformation journey. SailPoint Technologies, who focuses on identity management, has launched a managed service provider program, allowing select partners to deliver and manage SailPoint Identity Security Cloud for customers globally. This program enables customers to leverage certified partners to manage their identity program, freeing them to focus on core business objectives. MSP partners can deliver and white label manage SailPoint Identity Security Cloud, driving new revenue streams while broadening SailPoint's global footprint. Toronto-based security vendor 1Password has launched its new global partner program, providing partners with access to its security suite, a simplified partner experience, and a toolkit of sales, marketing, and enablement resources. The program is focused on resellers, distributors, cloud service providers, system integrators, and global system integrators worldwide, with plans to onboard managed service providers in Q2. The company aims to achieve significant channel-led growth by the end of 2024 and expand into SMB and enterprise segments in new geographical regions. And while I'm on partner-type stuff, Google Workspace customers will experience a 20% price increase for monthly billed business tier plans, while those on annual plans will be exempt. The new prices will take effect in the first billing cycle after this week. Google is also raising prices for its enterprise standard plan, citing added value regarding security controls and administrative features. Why do we care? This is all tactical information, and that's why you care. ConnectWise has fixed two critical vulnerabilities in Screen Connect that could allow remote code execution and impact confidential data or critical systems. Immediate action is recommended to patch the vulnerabilities, although there is no evidence of exploitation in the wild. Partners using self-hosted or on-prem servers should update to version 23.9.8 to apply the patch. Cloud-hosted is already patched. Why do we care? I don't usually hit up patches this specifically, but it was a holiday weekend, and my inbox seemed to light up with this one. Thanks for listening. Today, National Love Your Pet Day. Have a question you want answered? We're taking those listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our new Wednesday live show, starting tomorrow, on YouTube and LinkedIn. And you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.